Nolte, Biden's high gas prices forced him to cancel strategic petroleum reserve refill. By John Nolte on April 4, 2024. The Biden White House looked at Biden's gas prices and the sticker shock caused the cancellation of a scheduled refill of our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR. Although the SPR is supposed to be for national emergencies, his fraudulency Joe Biden began releasing oil from this emergency reserve in 2021 to save himself from the emergency caused by his war on cheap energy and the sky-high gas prices that followed. And because oil and gas are necessary to produce, transport, store, and sell almost every product in America, we have also been hit with crippling inflation. So, rather than reverse his failed energy policies, Hunter's dad instead chose to deplete our reserves, which leaves America all the more vulnerable to a real emergency. For Fox News, the SPR currently contains 363.6 million barrels of oil, a 43% decline from January 2021 when Biden took office. Fox adds, the Department of Energy said that while it remains committed to refilling the SPR, it would pull back its most recent solicitation for oil amid increasing prices. Oh, you mean these rising gas prices, the 45% jump since the Donald left office? Keeping the taxpayers' interest at the forefront, we will not award for the Bayou-Choctaw SPR site in August and September and will continue to solicit available capacity as market conditions allow, a DOE spokesperson said. When DOE first announced the Bayou-Choctaw refill plan last month, it said it would aim to purchase oil priced at $79 per barrel or below. Since then, oil prices have increased, with the U.S. benchmark hitting $85.71 earlier on Wednesday, the article noted. Baffling. But not really. Does anyone believe the Biden administration, the same Biden administration that has squandered trillions of dollars, including hundreds of billions on illegal immigrants, gives a high-ho-hearty damn about the American taxpayer? Of course they don't. The real reason the Biden administration canceled that purchase of 3 million barrels of oil is to protect Biden. Removing all that oil from the marketplace will only spike gas prices. The fact that this sale was scheduled to take place in August or September, just weeks from the presidential election, says it all. Believe me, if there was a price spike in transing kids, needles for drug addicts, condoms for preschoolers, or transporting illegal aliens into the American interior, the Biden administration wouldn't blink an eye. But something that threatens our national and internal security can wait. What's Biden going to do about the SPR if gas prices spike even higher? Which is pretty likely given the summer driving season. He won't fill it. Democrats care nothing about the national security of a country they hate. And never forget how Democrats stopped former President Trump from filling the SPR after his pro-energy policies dropped gas prices. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.